Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? Recently, we've been talking about success for a dependent Christian. We've been looking at how some of the ways that success for you and I is different than for many in organized religion, that we're not going to be concerned about meeting some standard that others have set in whatever way, shape, or form, or even standards that we ourselves have come up with. Success for you and I is not an outward evaluation. Instead, it's going to the one who judges us and evaluates us truly with truth according to the guidelines that he has established from the beginning of time. He's the true judge. And since his judgment is the only one that matters, we go to him. Now, we don't want to fall into that reaction that so many of us, because we are still in the process of getting to know him, we think of him in terms of being a harsh judge, a harsh taskmaster, that his standards are so high that none of us can reach them, when it's exactly the opposite, that, yes, his standards are so high that none of us could reach them, so he met them. He has already met every standard for success. And when he remade us into his family, into his nature and character, we likewise met every one of those standards. So every characteristic that is true about him is now also true about you and I. Well, how come we struggle so much then? If we are successful in God's eyes, why do we struggle so much in our daily lives? It's because that success is not yet permeated to our soul and our body. And that's what we're working on here. So in a sense, we're not working on our relationship with God. As a spirit being, that relationship is done, is perfected, is complete. You've been judged righteous. You already have his seal of approval. Because who you truly are is a spirit being. So who you truly are has been fully approved. And that stamp of approval is immovable and irrefutable. Our problem is, on this earth, for this time frame that God has set aside for us, we are often confused and get conflicting messages about what we are supposed to be doing with our time. And the more we depend on God, hopefully the clearer His expectations are. His expectations are simple. They are usually not easy, but they are simple. And our focus, we've narrowed them down to the three purposes God has for us here on this earth. That's to overcome the flesh, get our wounds healed, and learn to know Him. And those, all three of those purposes merge and meld into one. You can't do one without the other two. If you want to know God, you're going to have to get your wounds healed and learn how to let God remove your flesh. Likewise, if you want to get healed, you're going to have to learn how to let God overcome your flesh and get to know Him. Finally, if you want to learn how to not be trapped by your flesh, you're going to have to get your wounds healed, learn how to get your wounds healed, and learn how to know God. So we have the simplicity of what our job is to be here. And yet, we are often confused about how to go about that. And we hear conflicting messages or instructions on what success is in those areas. And even if those areas are what God intended. One of the ways we can measure or judge our success is it judgeable? Is it measurable? Can we see a change? I'm sure you know, and you may have even thought this yourself, that we take the change by faith. We know God is making a change because we're doing everything we're supposed to. And since we're doing everything we're supposed to, God must be pleased with us. And if something in our life is indicative that He's not pleased with us, that must mean we're doing something that displeases Him or not doing something that He wants us to be doing. We draw our own conclusions. But is there a way to judge now, to evaluate now, how we're doing? If we're successful, if we're on the right track, God doesn't want us to wait until we die to find out if He's going to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We've talked about this before. That would be late, wouldn't it? We wouldn't have time to correct any of our behaviors or beliefs or our habits. So what can we do now to find out how we're doing? We, you and I, dependent Christians, all Christians, we can ask the judge. And we can try again and ask again and try again and ask again. Unlike in the Olympics or other sports, our judge is also our coach and our teammate. he's not only objectively evaluating from the sideline, he's training us and giving us specific direction and encouragement and motivation. And then he's working with us to succeed. Not to show where we're weak, not to show where we're prone to fail, but he's working with us to succeed. To succeed on his goals, yes, but he wants us. He's working with us. He wants us to succeed in those areas. And he does want us to know how to follow in his way. That's one of the reasons he came in the form and in the manner he did 2,000 years ago. So that he could show this is how it's done. Now we've tried to take Jesus' life and say, okay, this is the pattern. And we've come up with teachings and schools and patterns on this is the evaluation. But what is the simplicity of his example? He learned from his Father. He was taught by the Father. He heard his Father. He saw his Father. He saw everything that happened in his life is from his Father. And he accepted training and sought out that training and that education from his Father. That is the pattern. That is the example. We go to our Father. Now, because Jesus himself has walked this way as a man, as a living person, he can encourage us. He's walked this way before. He knows our difficulties. So he's can be motivating where we need it, when we need it, with accuracy and clarity. He doesn't just encourage us because we need it. He encourages us in the way we should go. And because he's been this way before, he knows the challenges we have. He knows the choices and the difficulties and the complexity of our questions and our history and how we bring so much baggage into every day and dread so much unknown in every tomorrow. So he knows what it's like to live in this time. His Father created it, and he lived it. But what we find is, in our thinking of ourselves as how we're doing, most of the time, we are so much harder on ourselves than he is. We are very good at being critical of ourselves rather than honest. You know, when we ask God how we're doing and he says, great, keep going, we go, that can't be him. Because I can't be doing great. Look how many times I've stumbled. Look how poorly I've managed my time or my life or look at all the people that are mad at me. Or I haven't brought anybody to the Lord in the last year. Whatever the circumstances are. But that's not what God is judging you on. Now, he does want us to know how we're doing. So he will often give us encouragement, tokens of accomplishment. Or, you know, like when you graduate from one school to another, there's a ceremony. Sometimes he gives us tokens of graduation, lets us know where we've got one new habit as a spirit being under our belt. And he goes, good job. And he does what he needs to do to keep us coming to him for that encouragement. Not for judgment, not for correction, not for discipline, for encouragement. When we feel down, let's let God be the first one we turn to. When we feel angry or depressed or confused, let's turn to God first. He knows we need that encouragement. And he knows what's appropriate to what we've had to battle. He knows it's hard for us. But he judges according to, are we trying to do it ourselves? Are we trying to understand? And we all know how hard we try. We think that if we can just understand what God is doing, then we'll know what to do, or what we're going through will be easier. That's not what God says. It's not about understanding. It's not even about making things easier. Are we depending on ourselves, or are we depending on him? Again, we're back to that simplicity of, are we trying to figure things out by past history, by past others' past experiences, or what others have written? Or are we going straight to the living God who is right there in your room right now? And saying, God, how am I doing? Great, keep going. And we know that as we keep on depending on him, he provides the training we need. As we lift our foot up to take that next step, as we bring it down, he guides it to fall at the exact spot it needs to. Sometimes we are aware of his guidance. A lot of times we're not. But because he loves you, and he cannot not love you, that's who he is. And that's now who you are. But he will do whatever is necessary to bring you to himself. So the more we recognize that one of the things he wants from us is to go to him for encouragement, the more we'll turn to him first. We do want to be aware that sometimes his encouragements, his affirmations, are not like ours. His scorecard is much simpler. We want to know how we did on question 3A. Or, you know, how many points off did he take for that essay question? You know, where did we screw up? And his scorecard is, did you come to me first? Didn't matter how many times it took you. how many times you got something wrong in our own minds, in our own eyes, but are you depending on God for it? For many years, I was very afraid of dealing with anything demonic. But there came a point in time when I knew that if I continued in the direction the Lord was taking me, I would not be able to leave this fear undealt with. It was something that I needed to take care of. So I told the Lord that I was willing to be taught in this area, even though I was not afraid of what would happen to me, but I was afraid my reaction would be disappointing. But without going into details, a few weeks later, the Lord orchestrated the situation. He created the circumstances where a demon manifested itself into the room where I was working. When this happened, I knew exactly what was happening, but all I felt was curiosity. Then I realized I wasn't afraid, but just curious, and then I felt surprise. So God brought to my attention the freedom He had given me for this situation. From that time on, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that even these things are all completely under His authority and control. So we look at these kinds of experiences that not only are they encouragement that we're on the right track, we're going in the right direction, but also those experiences in themselves that He is instructing us and teaching us and orchestrating these situations, these situations in and of themselves are the reward. They are the recognition that we are allowing Him to choose His method of training us. When we recognize an issue in our lives, we can allow Him to devise the appropriate method of training. We don't have to come up with, okay, if this is a concern I have to deal with it. No, we can just be willing and say, God, I recognize that this is an area that needs to be dealt with. And I leave it in Your hands on how to deal with it. Now, He may come back and say, this is what you need to do. But then that's of His doing, isn't it? And responding to that, that's the success. Not completing what He instructs us to do successfully, but responding to it, giving it a try. While we are here on this earth, our battlefields consist of overcoming the world, the flesh, and the devil. You know you've overcome in one of those areas, and those areas can get very specific, or you've achieved a specific goal, not because it's finished, you got through it, or you've overcame something, or you've met some deadline, you got through something. Now, you know you've overcome in an area because you can rest independence in that area. It doesn't have the same stronghold on you. It doesn't cause fear or anxiety or questioning. you've become familiar with that circumstance, that situation. And now you can rest. It doesn't mean you don't deal with it, because now you know how to deal with it, it's no big deal. And there's nothing in your life that isn't already under your feet. As a spiritual being, as a spirit, everything in the supernatural realm and in the natural realm is already under your feet. You already have overcome it. You have already experienced victory. We are now working it out, seeing, okay, as an overcomer, how does this work? How do I rule and reign on this earth now? So you've entered the kingdom. You recognize that you're a son of God, a younger son than Jesus, but a son nonetheless, a joint heir with him, a co-inheritor. Now, what do we do? How does it work? And we trust God that he devises the exact training and experiences each one of us needs. And we've talked time and time again on how each one of us is going to have a unique experience with him, because he loves us individually. It's not even on a family basis. It's on an individual basis that he plots and plans and has every moment scoped out and arranged specifically for each one of us. This gives us an even greater idea about how big he is. That he can take every second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year, and spend all that time doing nothing but thinking and arranging and planning for your good. Not for your failure, not for your downfall, but to bring you into completion, to wholeness, to full healing, and full oneness, spirit, soul, and body. Now. Not when you die, not when you achieve your own concept of perfection, but right now. God can do a quick work. Remember, time is something it created as well, which means you and I have authority over time, and it's been a while since we've talked about that. So we don't want to let that creep in, that we've got such a long way to go and such a short period of time to get there. Time is simply a geographical element. If you thought about going to another state, all you need to do is think about it and plan and do it. There's effort and activity, but it's certainly not something you'd think is impossible to do. Likewise with time. We are becoming masters of our past, our present, and our future. Just as God already is, and in your spirit, you are already master of your past, your present, and your future. So we're learning to rule and reign over our failures and successes in our past, our present, and our future. So next Monday, we're going to start looking at what is our purpose here on this earth. So tune in then, but in the meantime, join us again at 7:30 Tuesday morning, and we'll be talking more about getting healed. We're on a talking about forgiveness, so join us then. This is a really important issue. We need to get this straight in our heads. So I look forward to seeing you then. Have a great day. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.